Hello, A Unique Beauties. What a guan guan. It's your girl, Kamara A Unique, and I am here to give you another episode of the A Unique Beauty Podcast, where we talk about all things beauty and God. Yes, I am here. I missed the week. I am sorry. I apologize. And I don't want you guys to side-eye me. Don't side-eye me. I'm sorry. Kamara has been preparing for the relaunch of her lash line. And so it's been real. It's been super duper real trying to get the website popping. The website is not even done yet, guys, and I'm launching on Black Friday. And making sure the inventory is right, making sure the product, everything is right. Everything just got sent to the dropship location. And, you know, it's been a hectic couple of weeks, but I sat down and I was like, okay, I got to get this podcast because I'm realizing that you guys are posting a lot about the podcast and how it's helping you. And I thank you guys so much. You don't understand how much it means to me when I see a repost or a post about how much this podcast is impacting your life, because I tell you, I'll be in my head and I'm thinking like, nobody's listening or no one cares or is it even helping anyone? But you know what, when it's spirit led, which it is, I'm super grateful to see you guys are just enjoying it and just feeling the Holy Spirit in there and allowing God to speak to you through me. And so I thank you guys. So please continue to like share it, continue to like lift me up and let me know that I'm doing good and that, you know, you're enjoying it. If you want, just please comment on the on Apple iTunes and share your opinion about the podcast and let me know how it makes you feel or if it's impacted you in any way. I would greatly appreciate that. And I thank you guys for what you are doing, just to let me know that I'm doing that, you know, this is having some type of impact on you. So I appreciate it. And so I want to talk about my beauty product of the week, which is my own beauty product. My own beauty product. I am relaunching the lash line, Kamara A Unique Beauty. And I redid the names. There are new names to each lash. I took away two lashes and I added two new ones that I feel were way more fantastic. And I'm excited. And I even have a 2-in-1 liner / glue, which allows you to apply your lashes with ease. Like I'm building and I'm thinking like, okay, I need to make sure that everyone is taken care of. The women that don't feel comfortable using Duo, that loves a stick glue, that loves a liner. So you know what? Let's put an eyeliner and glue in one so that you can just easily draw a line on your eyes and then apply the lash. I got you. It's so genius. It's called the Strength Liner. And I called it the Strength Liner because I named each lash after a woman in the Bible. I wanted to dedicate this line back to God. I wanted to make sure God knew that I was giving him everything. So this is God's makeup line, God's lash line. And I am honored to serve him through beauty. Honored to serve him through beauty. And so I wanted to share with you guys the names that I chose. And every week I'm going to tell a story about why I chose each name from each woman. So the first woman I want to share is Priscilla, Deborah, Ruth, Mary, Esther, Lydia, and Hannah are the names that I chose. And each woman touched me so deeply in my heart. I have a story for each woman, and how they've impacted my life in many ways. And so the first person I want to talk about that has an impact on my life is my girl Ruth. You know, everybody loves the story of Ruth, because of course, Ruth and Boaz, and you know, tag my husband, you know what I'm saying? So everybody loves that story and they're like, I want to, you know, I want to be like Ruth, or I want to have my Boaz come through. But the one thing that we don't understand is that the reason why Ruth was able to meet her Boaz is because Ruth knew how to be a really good friend. And I want to talk about friendship this week. Because with everything that I was going through, even there are days that my phone did not ring for 4 days, but when it did ring, it was a friend checking in on me. It was a friend saying to me, hey, you know, how are you? You know, do you need anything? Even my girlfriend, Portia, from my church, she hit me up and she was just like, you know, God led me to read Job 4:42, and where God basically told Job to pray for his friends. And so she was like, you know, as I was thinking about that, I said, your name came in, your I saw your face, and I said, let me call Kamara and let's pray for each other. And I just thought about the importance of having prayerful friends and friends that really, truly tend to listen to what God is saying to them in that moment, and they take heed to that. You know, and that's the importance of when you want to pray for friends like that. You want to pray for a tribe that's going to come and lay hands on you when, you know, and pray for you when you're going through something, or that's going to pick up the phone and say, you know what, I know you're 3,000 miles away, but I need to check in and make sure you're okay. And so Job 42:10 says, after Job prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. Now, I'm not saying to pray for your friends just so you could catch some tea. I'm just saying God honors when we pray for our friends and when we cultivate, you know, great relationships with people. It's super important to have community, and I've been learning that more and more and more as I've been here in LA. And here's the tea. I'm an only child, so I enjoy being by myself. I enjoy my alone time. I really have a good time by myself. Like, I know I could sit in my house. I could do absolutely nothing. There are times when I sit in my home in quiet and just sit. But I also like to cultivate great relationships, and I like to go kiki, and I like to dance, and I like to have a good time. I like to go and have some good food, but I like to have a good balance of both, right? But God created us to have community. God did not want us to be, you know, he didn't create, like, when he created Adam, he was like, man should not live alone. Let me make Eve. Bang. Brought Eve, you know? So God does want us to have community. And we also want to look at Holy Spirit and looking God as our best friend. Looking at God as I like to look at God as my BFF before I do anything. I'm like, yo, best friend, what are we doing today? Like, best friend, what's up? How you doing? You know, and I think if we start to move with Holy Spirit as our BFF and move in a mindset of having Holy Spirit as a great friend, that we will be able to cultivate even better relationships with people. Because we already know how to cultivate a relationship with someone that we can't see. But we can feel and know that his presence is here. Like, I can feel and know that God's presence is here. And I'm having a whole conversation. And to someone else, it may look like I'm talking to myself. But to me, I actually know when I'm like, he's here and I'm talking to him. And I can hear him speak because I know his voice. So Ruth is super important to me. And she's like, the first ride or die. She's the ultimate ride or die chick, you know? Ruth, you know, and having that ride or die friend like a Ruth is important. And I also choose to be that friend for my friends, to be that ride or die, to be that person that they can call on, to be that person that if they say, I'm not feeling good right now and I just need some prayer and I'm gonna stop what I'm doing and I'm gonna pray for my friend, or I'm gonna go into my prayer closet and take my friend's name to God and say, God, what is going on, my friend, and show me what I can do to help them, or what can I say to them, you know? And also, you got to be careful when you do ask God for your tribe, that the people that you may have in your life now, they might start to fall away, and you got to be okay with people falling away and then new people coming. But also asking him to heal your heart from what you've experienced from other people and forgiving those people if they may have hurt you so that you can also embrace the new that's coming. So let me get back on track with, that was all Holy Spirit. So that's going to hit for somebody. But Ruth is the one ride or die that I'm inspired by. Ruth is awesome. She's lit. Ruth was Naomi's daughter-in-law. Let me get my words right. Ruth was Naomi's daughter-in-law. Her son, Naomi's son, two sons and husband both died. All of them died, right? They were killed, no longer living. So can you imagine the mental state of Naomi? The mental state of Naomi probably was like, oh my God, I have nothing left to give. Let's just put ourselves in Naomi's shoes. Naomi was most likely suicidal. She probably was thinking like, I have nothing left to give. Both of my children are gone. And my husband is gone. And I'm too old to even create new children. So, and get remarried. So she was just telling Ruth and her sister, like, y'all just go back to where you came, like, go back to your home. I'm good. I'm going to go back to my home and I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to just go and I have some family over here and I'm just going to go this way and do what I got to do. And Ruth said, no, your God is my God. And I love you. And I'm going to hold you down. And I got you. And Ruth didn't know that Naomi had a whole cousin named Boaz that was a shorty and had a coin and was going to see her. And, you know, Naomi was going to put her in place to be noticed by Boaz. And she was going to catch a ring and catch some tea and have babies for Naomi and still, you know, love on her as her mother-in-law. And, you know, Ruth didn't know what was to come by her following Naomi. She didn't know that if I go in this way, this is what's going to happen for me. And Naomi's going to bless me with this, this, this. She was just like, no, I cannot leave my friend alone. Because more than this being my mother-in-law, this is my friend. I can't leave her alone at this time. And even though I'm hurting that I lost my own husband, I can only imagine what my friend is going through for losing her entire family. So I'm going to let her know that she still has family and I'm going to be with her. Ruth is a beast. The strength that Ruth has is like, that's just so empowering and amazing, you know? And Ruth took that time to spend that time to nurse Naomi back to health, to nurse her back to positivity and to love and to remind her what love felt like. And it pushed Ruth right into purpose where she was able to meet Boaz. Most of the times is us meeting the person that we're supposed to be married to or like our significant others, you know, it's the door that's in front of that is actually the door to open that to happening. Let me word it correctly. The door to that actually happening is helping somebody. The door to that happening is actually sharing your testimony with someone. The door to you having your purpose and being aligned with it is actually you cultivating a friendship with someone that can say, you know what? I know that you're really good at this. I'm going to help you do that. And not even realizing that they're pushing you into purpose. I want you guys to take the time to reach out to that one friend that you love and tell them that you're here for them. And then I want you to take Job 42:10 and I want you to pray for each other. I want you guys to ask each other, how can I pray for you this week? How can I love on you this week? How can I be of help in any way? Because especially with during this pandemic, it's super imperative that we just try to like cultivate really fantastic relationships with women and with each other. It could be with men too, with each other, so that our mental health is right. Because we just don't know what someone is going through at this time, especially with so many people transitioning from this horrible disease that's happening with this pandemic. We want to make sure that we're there, being authentic friends to each other. And I know that we are all going through some things. Like, we're all dealing with this pandemic. This is something that the entire world is going through at the time. But you want to also make sure that you're not only just thinking about yourself, because while you're thinking, like, while you ask God to lead you to say, God, who do you want me to reach out to and think about at this moment? It will push you to actually feel really, really, really good about what it is that's like, feel optimistic about what's happening at this time. Like kind, like being kind to someone actually makes you be kinder to yourself, because it's not about us. You know, everybody's dealing with something, and I hate to give, you know, I don't like to give the devil any play, especially on this podcast, but he's always busy and he's always working. So with him, he's always going to try to kill, destroy, make you feel like you're not enough, make you feel like you're unworthy, make you feel like, did I hear, you know, and there are many times when you hear, I should call so-and-so, and you're like, did I really hear that? And that's really Holy Spirit using you to say, like, hey, pick up the phone and call. The spirit of doubt and the confusion is not of God, you know? So pick up the phone, call your friends, tag on your friends, see how they're doing. Don't just look at somebody's Instagram and say, oh, I can see that you're doing great. The one thing that grinds my gears is when someone says to me, oh, I saw that you posted on Instagram. That means you're doing fantastic. And I'm like, what I post on Instagram and what I'm experiencing in real life, because I mean, my Instagram is still real life, but what I'm experiencing and that I don't talk about and post about is completely two different things. I'm not going to share the amount of crazy that I went through. I mean, I may share it on this podcast because y'all know about what, you know, some things that I've experienced, but I'm not going to share that too much on my feed. You know, I'm going to share it in a way, in the message that I'm giving, you know, and what I've learned from it. And so one of the things that I've learned is to cultivate and to really embrace amazing friendships and even the new ones. You know, a lot of, I remember that meme when no new friends, when people were saying no new friends was coming around, and I was just like, no, I want all the new friends, because half of the people that I was friends with in the past, I'm no longer friends with today. And doesn't mean that I don't like them. It doesn't mean that I don't want them to be great. It just means that where I am today, it's time for new people to come in. And I'm embracing the new. I'm embracing the change. And I love that Ruth embraced the change without even knowing what was to come. Ruth embraced everything that Naomi, even Naomi's God, which was our God, you know, hello, thank you, Lord. You know, she embraced him and her life was completely changed just from the fact of being the ultimate ride or die. Okay. So I want to read a few scriptures, to of course close off what I'm saying. And so that you guys can really go forth. I'm going to have the scriptures for you guys on the show notes. And, I'm going to post this podcast right now. I'm literally taping this at 1 o'clock on Saturday, and I'm not going to waste any more time. It's going up today. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Please remember and tag me, let me know how you feel. Also leave a review. I love to see your reviews too. Okay, guys. All right. So for Job 6:14 says, it's talking about being kind and loving on each other. So it says, do I have power to help myself now that success has been driven from me? This hits me hard. Anyone who withholds kindness from a friend forsakes the fear of the Almighty. I'm drinking a little water. So do I have the power to help myself now that success has been driven from me? Anyone who withholds kindness from a friend forsakes the fear of the Almighty. I know there was a time when I went through losing clients or no longer working with clients, and the people that I've helped pushed into their purpose and help and introduce them to my clients did not ever come to ask me how I was doing. Do I have the power to help myself now that success has been driven from me? And anyone who withholds kindness from a friend forsakes the fear of the Almighty. Right? So now that success was taken from me and I'm looking for someone to say, are you okay? Do I even have the power to even hold myself up from that? But what I did was I didn't hold back that negative. I continued to be positive and been kind and pushed kindness out to every person that I still met with, and still opened doors for other people, and didn't overthink it, because I'm not going to withhold the kindness that I have in me. I'm not going to withhold the doors that I can open, that God uses me to open for others. I'm not going to withhold that from seeing someone else elevate, because in the process of me doing that helps me to heal, helps me to see that I'm more than just makeup. I'm the connector. Right. And I had to learn that I wasn't just the makeup artist. I was the person that was supposed to connect people to purpose, that I was the connector. And when I started to realize that, I had to start to see it from a different perspective, see everything that was happening in my life from a different perspective. You know, you want to be kind and love on each other, because our kindness will help others, but it will also help us. Right. And then you want to pray for God to send you reliable friends, because a reliable friend, like a roof, is important. And it says it here in Proverbs 18, verses 24. It says, one who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin. But there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And that should be in your prayer. Father, I thank you. I thank you, God, that you are sending me reliable friends so that I do not come to ruin. I thank you, Father, that I have friends who stick closer to me than brothers. I treat my friends like they are my brothers and sisters, because, of course, I'm an only child. So I look at my friends like we are flesh and blood. I don't look at my friends like, oh, you're just a friend, so I'm only going to be here for you for this season of your life. No, I want to be a part of every season of your life. I want to know how I can help you in every season of your life. Can you imagine what would have happened to Naomi if Ruth just left her behind and was like, all right, girl, well, I'm out. It's been real. Thank you for everything. Thank you for introducing me to your son. I'm sure, you know, it was cute. It was cute, girl. It was cute. So, yeah, even though your son dead and your husband dead too, and you can't make no more kids, and I'm, you know, I ain't gonna sit here and wait for you, girl. Y'all have a blessed day. I'm gonna keep it going. But the fact that Ruth saw in her heart, I can't leave my friend. I can't, like, just leave her here in a place, even though she has nothing to give me, even though she doesn't even have a dime to pay me for my troubles, or a son to pay me for losing one husband and now not having another. Like, I'm just gonna chuck it up and be a good friend to this woman, not knowing that that was pushing her to purpose. I hope that this all made sense today, guys. I hope that you guys start to look at the women in the Bible as something that you can be inspired by, and people that you can be inspired by, people that you could look at in the modern life, like of what we're going through today. Get ready for the lash line. It's dropping next week. I will have eight products, all 7 lashes, including a liner. The liner is called the strength liner, because each woman, what is the one thing they got in common? Strength. And I give a shout out to Ruth for having the strength to be a great friend, having the strength to teach us how to be a great friend. And I definitely want you guys to read the book of Ruth and just to see, you know, learn from it in a different way, and just see it from God's perspective, and from a perspective that is happening now with this pandemic and with where the world is today. This is a shorter podcast today, but I feel released to let this go and to end this conversation today. I thank you guys. I am getting ready for a little mini vacation. I'm going away. And it's funny, this is, I'm going away with a random friend, someone that's a new friend, actually, not random, a new friend that I slid in her DMs and I said, oh my God, I am a fan. You're awesome. Let's meet up for lunch. We met up for lunch and had a whole 4-hour conversation. She's awesome. And she invited me to come and spend a fantastic vacation in Cabo with her. So I'm going on my way to Cabo this Monday and I'm excited. I'm excited to have to build a new relationship and friendship with an amazing, smart, dope woman of God, and we're gonna have a fantastic time. And I'm gonna be working all in the same time too. So I also want you guys to make sure that you tune in. I go live every day at 3 p.m. Pacific Coast time, and I teach and I will show you guys the lashes and how to apply and create a new look for the day. And I cannot wait to see you guys today, because I'll be on today at 3 p.m. Pacific Coast. If you're listening, make sure you tune in. And I appreciate you guys. I thank you guys. I love you guys. Make sure you continue to subscribe, share, like, tag a friend, tag a sister, tag a cousin, tag a husband, tag them all, y'all. And I appreciate y'all. All right, y'all. Peace.